Field is high. Oh, God damn. Hi there, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Holla. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. I'm looking around. We got enough material left over for like 100 shows that we haven't gotten to.
Well, all the prep I did, but it's going to be obsolete by tomorrow.
All the prep I did.
Away.
You're just sitting here undone. We haven't even talked to Scotty. We haven't done anything today, and yet I'm all worn out. I went to Jeff McGinley just now, and I was like, dude, do you have a visa? Because we're out of visa. And the guy at the visa company is real busy right now, so it's like we're, you know. And let's just be honest, we don't pay for it. They're good enough to just sort of replace it whenever it runs out. But we're not really paying customers because we, you know, we have, because they advertise, and so they just kind of give it to us when we ask for it. But as a result, I think he actually, his priority is paying customers most of the time. So I'm like, we're out of visa. Can you get that to me, like, now? And he's like, yeah, I'll get right on that. And then meanwhile, he's giving it to people who are paying. So we're out. And I asked Jeff, I'm like, do you have a visa? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, could you give that to me? Why? And I said, because I need some, and then we're out, and I swear to God, I'll go across the street and buy you a new one when the show is over. So thanks to Jeff.
So he opened the trap door.
He did. And it's actually a little slushy. It just came out of the freezer. It's fantastic. All right. We're going to go to the news desk in just a moment. We've been talking about this SinuCleanse stuff. I swear to God, it sounds like an infomercial, but it's really not. I'm just fascinated by it. Because Tim mentioned it, because Sarah had mentioned her sinuses, and Tim's like, you got to try SinuCleanse, which I'd never heard of. SinuCleanse is the new head-on, apparently.
It works.
And now everybody is calling about it. It's this douche that you pour into your nose.
Or a nose douche.
Or a nose douche. Or like a nose enema.
Ancient Asian kind of thing. And Asians are smarter than us.
No, so that is true. It's like a teapot that you fill with warm salt crap, and then you pour it into one nostril while tilting your head over the sink, and then apparently
breathe through your mouth.
Apparently, a decade's worth of gunk comes out of the other side of your nose. So, what is it about that disturbs you?
The process problem.
But I mean, the process and just like the slow dripping. Like,
it's faster
see
than
that.
You think.
Is it the idea that there's going to be crap dislodged from inside your head that comes out?
No, I think just any kind of like slimy substance, like mucusy substance coming out of someone's head, that just that thought makes me want to gag.
Is it now, I have to put this delicately, now, because you are not disturbed by, again, that sort of process when it takes place from the opposite end of your body.
No, I'm disturbed by any of that stuff happening with anybody who isn't me.
But I'm saying, is it the fact that it's coming out of your head?
No, I mean, I'm totally going to, I think I'll do it, but I just don't, like,
you don't want us to see it?
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Oh, well, that's no fun. Well, then, who could we possibly get to do this?
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except
you're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our intrepid PA and family man, Scotty J. Hello, Scotty.
How's it going?
Hi, how's your nose?
Redder than ever.
How's your breathing?
Breathe out of my mouth.
How's the family vacay?
It's great.
Do you suffer from hay fever?
Yes.
Really, do you?
Yeah.
All right, so you're a perfect candidate for SinuCleanse.
There's other stuff you can use, like Flonase in advance.
Is that like mayonnaise?
It's kind of like Manunaise.
It's mayonnaise.
That makes the process sound filthy.
Mayonnaise, but it comes out of your nose. What's on that? Just a little Flonase and, Flonase and lettuce. Flonase and romaine. What is Flonase?
It's just some kind of, saline.
It's a poor man's SinuCleanse.
Is it the same? Well, no, because here's the thing. Here's how I know this isn't total crap. I don't know. I think it was on the air a couple years ago. I've told this story. I'm resigned to the fact that the rest of today's show is going to be news and SinuCleanse. So we'll get to the news in just a second. A couple years ago, I told this story about how I had this persistent, terrible headache that would not go away. I mean, the worst pain I think I've ever had in my life. And pain, worse, not only because it hurt, but because it was constant. It never went away. And it was like a throbbing headache that stayed for all over a week. And finally, I just sucked it up, and I was just like, I got to go to the doctor. I got to bite the bullet. And this was sometime, it was a few years ago. And I was just like, you know what? Whether it's expensive, whether I can afford it, I got to go to the doctor. Something's like, there's that sense like where you realize like something is wrong inside my body. There's something wrong with me. I go to the doctor, and I've told the punchline of this many times. But she starts to light my eyes, and she has me tilt my head back and forth, and she looks in my ear or whatever they do, and she looks in my head, looks in my eye with the bright light, and she says, when you tilt your head side to side, is there like a slushing sound? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh, thank God. I thought you had a tumor there for a second. And, you know, and so I was glad there wasn't a tumor, but I had a sinus infection, which I'd never had. I have to tell you, that sinus infection was the worst pain I have ever had in my life. It felt like someone had jammed an air hose into my head and had pumped up my head almost to the breaking point with air, and it just and left it that way.
Oh, it's like an ear infection.
It was like my head was a balloon so full it was about to pop, and it just stayed that way for a week. No amount of aspirin. I took aspirin. I took codeine. I took everything because some, you know, Lauren had some relative that had had some whatever, and they had like codeine laced Tylenol around the house. I'm like, give me some of those. Nothing worked. So they gave me some antibiotics, and then you know what they gave me? They gave me a thing full of saline. And the woman is like, take this, and I'm like, what is it? She's like, it's just salt water, plain old salt water. She's like, jam this in your nose and squirt your head full of saline three times a day. And I'll damned if it didn't work. So I know there's something to this.
Bill, $600.
That's what, and then that's what it was. Sons of bitches charged me like, it was literally, oh, I hate this country. It was like $480 for that.
And I could have cured you cheaper than that, had you asked.
God damn. Anyway, so I know it's not total crap. So that's what Flonase is?
Flonase has a little bit of medication in it, so I don't know exactly what, but it's a little more than saline.
When you said it has a little bit of medication in it right now, that's clearly one of those American things where you don't know much, but you're bluffing. That's sort of like it has science in it, Rick.
Behind it.
All right, so we'll get you some SinuCleanse tonight. And then we'll just have you take that on the air tomorrow so we can see the process.
But I don't have the problem. Sarah does.
That's a fair point, Sarah. I mean, he's not going to...
I feel well after
no,
my
trip. No, but Scotty has a few years on me, and I think that he has some cleaning to do.
There won't be any results.
You spent enough time on this earth, Scotty.
There won't be any results from Scotty.
There will be results from him, because it's cleaning.
Is it because my nose is red? Is that why you're...
I'm saying if Scotty does it, it's not going to dislodge anything inside because he sounds clean already.
Yeah. Look at how unnasally I am.
And sound pretty nasally.
He's been using the Flonase already, which is a similar product. So I'm saying it may not have a dramatic effect on him.
Yeah, it might come out clean.
So is your thing...
Regardless, we'll still be able to see him pouring a little teapot of water into his nose.
So you just won't use the product?
No, I don't think I'm
going to. You should. It'll make you feel better on your bike ride.
Oh, I'm okay.
Now, why are you opposed to using it?
I'm not going
to
do it on the air. I would not do that. There are people who would do that, and people who I don't want to stick something in my nose, and no.
What if it's on
it's
the...
It's not happening.
Well, let me ask you this. What if it's on the air, but none of us are watching?
No.
Yeah, we'll turn our heads.
In other words, you're just like on the phone in the bathroom.
What about this guy? He's wearing a blindfold.
You just don't want to see it, which I understand.
No, I just don't. I'm just not really interested in doing it on
blindfold.
So, now, is it just that you think you'll sound silly? I'm just asking.
No, I just really, you know, who knows what's going to happen. No, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to say no, but...
There's no need to be defensive. I'm not going to make you do it, obviously.
You can't
okay,
make
well, then
me.
Stop asking me questions.
You can't make me.
Okay, hold on. You don't be snippy. I'm just asking. I'm asking what your reticence to it is. I'm just curious.
I'm just...
I just don't want to do it is, like, not an answer.
I can't pinpoint it. I'm just not interested in having it on the air. I'm not interested in having my nose cleaned on the air. I'm not interested in maybe even doing it.
Not interested in having your nose cleaned on the air. All right, well, so it's going to have to be Scotty, then, the process of elimination.
I'm in.
Yes. So Sarah is, like fiercely, irrationally opposed to it, and you, on the other hand, are irrationally in favor
of it. Nothing like a clean nose. I'll be feeling great all day.
It's like the fun of you,
right?
Scotty.
See?
God, you're weird. You're like, Sarah's just like, no! And then you're like, yes! Like, you're just, you're so bizarre.
You should just go with your initial guy, because then...
Oh, no, Scotty's clearly the guy. I was just curious, like, you just seemed... You seem almost afraid of it. Like you seem.
I'm kind of scared because what if it comes down to the point and then I'm not able to do it? Because that kind of scares me.
What if I like it and it works? Are you going to do it?
What if you get hooked on it?
Yeah.
What if you can't stop? All right. Let's take a couple of these. Scotty, you can just stay here for now. We like you, Scotty. You can just hang
with us. That feels great.
Michael, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Yeah, a little information on the sinuses. They are kind of in your forehead and actually under your top palate. So if you touch your tongue to the roof of your mouth, beyond that is actual sinus, and it's a honeycomb-like structure.
Oh,
I
see, that's kind of gross. Okay.
True. And I can I just tell you this? I am, and it's not just me. Lara, my wife, is the same way. Grossed out by things that are honeycomb-like. You know, you like your nose, like your nasal passages, like that skull I have upstairs, George. He has the honeycomb structure, which is gross. Honeycomb-like structure, really?
Well, I mean, similar. I mean, it's not exactly honeycomb, but also, I recently got a sinus infection in Mexico. Tried drinking it away.
Oh.
Bad idea.
That's right, drinking it away.
However, you can get drugs over the counter there that you can't hear. So I was better quickly.
No, in Mexico, they'll sell you anything over the counter. So, yeah, like the prescription crap I had to get for my nose. Mexico, you got like $5, they'll sell you a bottle.
Right, I mean, it was like $60, but it would have been like $660 here. So.
Totally.
So the horror story, I broke a tooth at an unnamed Mexican restaurant, something with my food. And went in. They want to pull the tooth.
Tim is taking off his headphones right now. All right, go ahead. They want to pull the tooth.
Apparently, it's like a first molar on the top sticks into my sinus. On the top, they want to yank it out. The rest of that tooth, then drill a hole through my the bone, jawbone up there, into the sinus. Push the sinus farther up into my head, then backfill with sterilized cow bone so that they can put a post and an implant in.
That's so great and so terrible. There's like 50 different ways that's awful. Filling your head full of cow bone, first of all.
They use synthetic bone or sterilized cow bone.
We need more cow bone.
Everybody thank you, Scotty. I didn't think anybody heard my joke. I need to have more cow bone in his head. I'm sorry. Now, did you have it done?
Oh, hell no, I got broken teeth in my head. I'm not getting that done.
He's just sticking with the broken teeth.
Pull a hole in your head full of cow bones.
Genius.
Dude, you can't see the tooth. I can still eat. You know, it's not causing me pain. I figure, unless it hurts, then I need to drill in my head.
Yeah, seriously, and especially filling you full of bovine dust. That's no, that's no good.
I grew up on a farm. I don't need cow in me.
Yeah, no, it's true. All right, God bless. That's a great story. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Michael.
Hey, whiskey in the eye will clear your sinuses as well. I've tried that, so.
All right.
Oh, Scott.
We'll get some more of these calls here in a second. So if you're on hold, please hang tight. Ladies and gentlemen, your president, prophet, seer, and revelator.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth.
Best day ever.
Is Tim Riley.
Sick from the pet food scandal. The recall of food expanded over the weekend to include some dog treats. Now, I could rattle off this list. You can get them off some websites. So, best to feed Fido or Fluffo table scraps for now, I guess. That's the only safe way to do it. Meanwhile, Avril Lavigne says she was cruelly mistreated as a child for being forced by her mom to go see a Britney Spears concert. My mom made me go when I was young, saying, "No, I don't want to go." But she said, if you're going to be a performer, you need to see other people. Meanwhile, former child star Brian Bonzel...
Wait, let me understand. This is the extent of the abuse she suffered as a child, as her mom made her go. Somebody needs to beat her with an axe handle.
Okay. Canada, how much abuse can you have up there?
Seriously.
Former child star Brian Bonzel, who played little Andy Keaton on the 80s sitcom Family Ties, has been arrested in Colorado after cops say he assaulted his girlfriend. He's 25 now. He was arrested after his girlfriend reportedly told police he poured an alcoholic drink on her face while she slept, put her in a chokehold, and threw her on the bed when she tried to leave. Bonzel and his girlfriend were arrested at the scene. She was later released. Bonzo claimed he pushed the woman down the self-defense after she cut his arm and face with a steak knife. He faced second-degree assault charges. One, two, three stories here from Florida. Let's rattle them all off, shall we? A 27-year-old Palm Bay man's accused of biting his wife after she refused to wake up and cook dinner. Christopher Huey charged with battery after police were called to the home to investigate the woman's claim she was attacked. Huey told police he tried to awaken his wife by gently rubbing her stomach.
Creepy.
Mm-hmm. And then when she refused to get up, he bit her on the shoulder, leaving a red mark.
How do you get from gently rubbing her stomach to biting her flesh?
I don't know.
Seems like a bit of it, like you're going right to the bottom of the page there.
Meanwhile, a Central Florida woman who lost her arms and legs after getting flesh-eating bacteria is suing the hospital, Claudia Mias. Apparently, after she gave birth, she was told that she contracted the flesh-eating bacteria.
Can you imagine?
With amputation her only option. She was told on Mother's Day.
Can you imagine? Well, first of all, I mean, if amputation's the only option, you know what that's like? That's like when that Windows error message comes up and it says, would you like to restart your computer? And the no is grayed out so you can't even press it. Why ask? Why are you asking me if I don't have any choice? If I'm ever in a coma or unconscious or having something done, and then I'm going to have to just do it, just don't ask me. Why would you make me go, well, okay? And secondly, imagine the conversation with the doctor. Imagine sitting there in the bed and the guy comes in and goes, well, everything went fine with the delivery, and Janice is doing wonderfully. There was a little bit of a wrinkle, and we do want to have, you know, just something that we didn't anticipate, and we figured it's best just to, you know, kind of face it head on. All your limbs are under attack from a flesh-eating bacteria, and so we're just going to, you know, we're just going to go out and take care of that.
Happy
and,
Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day. I mean, at no point in your head would you ever be prepared for the doctor to tell you that you have a flesh-eating bacteria. I mean, your brain has no response to that prepared. What would you... I bet when he told her, she just kind of went, okay? Because it's like, what else could you possibly say? There's no way that you could react to that. All right. Well, okay. Try not to get that.
Jacksonville, Florida woman arrested yesterday after state fire investigators said she admitted to setting fire to her mother-in-law's home three times. Theodore Bradley apparently is hooked on psychotropic medicines, but her mental illness was not under control. Her husband and her mother-in-law say they forgive her for setting her house on fire not once but three times.
We've got many, many emails referring to Sarah's sinuses that say, Sarah's sinuses are big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not small. No, no, no.
And we do have one more story from Florida. I lied, there are four stories, not three.
Do you get the reference? Do you remember the Honeycomb cereal jingle?
No.
No.
There was this cereal that I don't even know if they still make it called Honeycomb. It was a honey-flavored cereal, and it was shaped like little honeycomb octagons.
And they used the Honeycomb, that country music song.
Yeah, and the individual, and the thing, the selling point of Honeycomb cereal was that the pieces of cereal were an inch across. They were huge. They were not little tiny bite-sized pieces of cereal. The pieces of cereal were an inch across. And the jingle was, Honeycomb's big, yeah, 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 it's not small, no, no, no. It really is less funny now that I have to explain it. Here's Tim.
Ormond Beach, Florida police say a resort worker fell to his death yesterday trying to help guests. Terry Londonham was trying to open up a fifth floor window for guests that were locked out of their room at the Casa del Mar Beach Resort. He tried to climb the balcony of the locked room from another person's balcony. He lost footing and fell three stories to his death.
Have a great day. It's 503-733-2970. Let's do a couple more, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back more for the Ministry of Truth around the corner and so forth. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
Hey, Rick and Andy.
It's who?
Andy.
Well, Andy! Andy!
Just checking.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, I had a question about the sinus cleanse. All right, now...
This does
cry,
sound for all the world like an infomercial. I had a question about your B12 additive. Bob Jordan? Yes, okay, go ahead.
Does it work as well as I think? No, okay, so when you cry, you know, your tears, they run down your face, and your sinuses get filled up, and it's stuff goes in your mouth, to, you know, like in the back of your throat.
So
does
disgusting.
The same thing happen? No, bear with me. Does the same thing happen when you use this product? Does your throat fill up with whatever you
eat?
Cereal?
I hadn't even thought about that.
That's the reason.
When you use SinoCleanse, does it pour 10 years worth of mucus down your throat?
Tim?
No, because you have your head tilted to the side so it runs out the other nostril.
But if you tilt your head around, like if you hear a noise at the door and you turn your head suddenly without thinking, it's all in the back.
Yeah, don't turn your head.
Hey, don't tell Scotty. You might not want to do it.
Yeah, Scotty, we're not going to tell you.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Oops, never mind. Hey, I got a quick horror story, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Why not? My old boss, he was using some needle-nose pliers, pulling a piece of wire, I believe, trying to break it loose, using both hands, pulling towards his face. While it broke free, he ended up sticking himself in the cheek with these needle-nose pliers, poking a hole. Well, so that hurt. He went to the doctor. They didn't really do anything except say, oops, sorry. Probably cost him $480 too. But later, about the next day, he goes to blow his nose real hard. And as soon as he did, his entire face puffed up like a blowfish because his sinus is filled with air. That was the best thing I've ever seen. He looked for all the world like a big old stupid goldfish.
Your empathy is overwhelming, sir. Was he a bad boss?
Oh, he was a bad.
Okay, well then he got it coming. All right, thank you, Andy.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's Andy.
Andy.
Fantastic. Let's do one more and then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson. Who's this?
Hey, this is Benjamin. I sent you the second Emerson History X logo that's on your webpage. The black circular one.
The black circular one is really cool. I think you don't get full credit because it is like twice stolen, but it is very cool looking.
Well, there you go. I tried.
What's up, brother?
Well, I just used my own sinus cleanser this morning after hearing you guys thinking about it. Woke up with just, a nose full of junk, and my nasal cavity feels springtime fresh.
I'm sorry for making fun of you, sir. I can see why you wouldn't want to use this product.
No, it's actually pretty cool. Okay, when I got this recommended to me, my worry was, isn't this going to burn? You know, like getting water in your nose hurts. And the trick is that you heat up the water. I've got a little plastic bottle. You stick it in the microwave for about 30 seconds. Totally painless, but it does feel a little weird.
Yeah.
So, you get water. It actually comes out of your tear ducts, too. But this is the best part. This reminded me of another story. I used to buck hay and run a water line down in Southern Oregon. Uh-huh. Where you have those big aluminum pipes on the hay field. And we had this neighbor, also a farmer, a hay farmer. He was about 70 years old at the time. Well, he was setting a water cannon. And these are like giant lawn sprinklers.
Sure.
But they shoot water, like high-pressure water, 50 yards or more.
Right.
And it functions just like a lawn sprinkler. So it goes one way, and comes back. And as he was setting it, he turns the water on. He goes to check it. It kicks back, hits him square in the face, pops one of his eyeballs partly out, water all up inside there. I mean, the guy was fine, but just his face had been messed up for the longest time. Oh, man.
Your depth perception will be a little odd, too, I would think.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine anything that ends with, and then his eyeball popped out. The horror is sort of understood there. All right. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Benjamin.
Guess that's what you call eyeball cleanse. Hello? Don't do that.
Bill O'Reilly.
Good to see you, Rick.
Well then. Let all that momentum go. Oh, it's gone. 503-733-2970. Back after this is the Rick Emerson Show. We revisit the phones. We talk more sinus problems, inexplicably. More from Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. Like us at 3. Don't go anywhere. The Rick Emerson Show continues next.
Yummy, yummy, bye-bye.
I guess it's in a sort of David Lynch kind of way, it's compelling. Oh, by the way, speaking of David Lynch, I have this. Or do I? Okay. Tell Sarah sorry about the Twin Peaks panic. Yesterday I was watching the pilot episode of season one in anticipation of season two's arrival.
Okay.
Which comes out?
April 10th?
April 6th.
6th?
According to Amazon shipping notification.
Ooh.
But that doesn't make any sense. What's today? The 2nd?
Yes.
And then it would be the 9th. It would be next... No, it would be the 10th, next Tuesday. I don't know. It comes out at some point.
Sometimes.
I don't even like Twin Peaks. It comes out at some point. Laura Palmer's dad did it. It's 5037... Fine, I dumped it.
Did you catch it?
Yes! The show's been off the air for more than a decade.
You know what? I just did, but I started watching it a couple of years ago. And if somebody would have told me that, I would have been really disappointed.
Was that mean of me? I'm sorry, Stranny. Was that mean of me?
Yeah.
To just give away the ending to Twin Peaks? Fine. I bleeped it. All right. 503-733-2970.
Thank you for bleeping it.
Yes. All right. We're going to do these Then we're going to do like two headlines, and then we're going to blah, blah, blah. Different Cecil. Really? Okay. Cecil, hi.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day. I saw the greatest sign ever yesterday. Mm-hmm. Andy Oregon coming back from Mount Hood.
Okay.
The greatest sign ever, and particularly for your program today where you're talking about medicine and cures.
Yes, sir.
That sign, a big banner wrapped around the second story of an office building facing the freeway, says, "New patients wanted." What happened to the old ones?
That is funny. What was this building?
It's in downtown Sandy, Oregon on Highway 26.
But, I mean, what's the business?
I have no idea. It just said new patients wanted.
Like we killed all the old ones.
And what happened to the old ones?
That is funny. That is funny, sir. Thank you.
Got it. Bye.
There you go. That's Cecil. Final call today. Chad. Well, for now, anyway. Chad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Well, it is actually Chad, yeah. Well, I'm curious. Was the patients with a T or a C? I'm curious.
I don't know the answer to that.
He didn't. Yeah, no. Right on. Okay, well, hey, all right. This call is for Sarah. Sarah?
Yes.
Pony up. Are you going to clean your nose or what? I mean, like...
I'm going to do it. I want to see Scotty do it first, and if he lives through it, then I will. But I don't know if I want to do it on the air.
It is a fair point. It's a fair point because, to be fair, I was being a little unfair by comparing it to the colon cleansing because we didn't ask you to do that in the bathroom at Intercom. We didn't ask you to do it on the air. And who knows what's going to come out of whatever opening in anybody's body. So it is a little unfair to ask anybody to come in.
Scotty.
Yes, well, come in and do this in public.
I don't think anybody was asking her to do it on the air. I think we were just curious. I mean, because, like, you know, because she is, you know, so interested in doing the colon cleansing and whatnot. I mean, like,
no, I think
you know,
I'll totally
like,
do it. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I just didn't want to do it in the studio or in the bathroom here. Like, people recommend doing it in the shower, so that's what I think I was going to do.
Seriously, because...
Well, that's gross, yeah. I mean, you don't want to do that. But seriously, I mean, you know, obviously you care about your body. You know, you take care of yourself. You bike to work regularly.
You seem to have more than a passing interest in Sarah doing this, sir.
Dude, I don't care. I just want everybody to be happy. Come on.
That's so sad. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chad. I think he's just upset that we're fighting about it.
Well, it's the happiness program,
right.
Anyway.
Pay a final visit to the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry
That's adorable.
Of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Police are looking for a man who shot and killed a motel guest in the parking lot after he got the last available room. Apparently, the victim had driven some companions to the motel, and one of them rented a room. Police say this fellow, Gerald Anthony Jones, was in the parking lot when he found out, called the man over and shot him in the chest with a blue steel handgun. He still didn't get the room. Friends are still talking about the two Colorado college students who fell off a cruise in the middle of the night and spent 4 hours in the ocean. This person was also on the cruise, and he heard them yell for help.
He asked which East Asian country.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, that's the wrong story.
And they would yell help, but that's it. You didn't know exactly where they were, but you knew they were out there in the darkness.
Where was this at that it happened?
In the ocean.
But I mean, what? Could you vague that up?
The ocean of Colorado.
Well, I mean, how long? Okay.
But that's all I know.
Never mind.
Meanwhile, 100 of the state's biggest and brightest young geographers completed for the National Spelling Bee in Sacramento. When it came down to the final answer, Mitchell Mankin of Glen Park knew where the hotel with the highest rooms in the world could be found.
They asked which East Asian country, which East Asian city it's in.
And how did you know right away?
I sort of guessed. Shanghai.
And he was right. His mom said he had a love for geography at a young age.
He reads a lot of...
It's the only love he's ever going to have.
He reads a lot of sociobiology, and I think that a lot of the stuff that he knows is not specifically from studying just a flat map.
Okay. What a long, lonely night through high school. All right, let's get Dan.
If
Dan?
Need help, hang up and then dial.
Oh, favorite. All right, great. Thanks.
He sounds very feminine.
Yeah. All right, do we have to break?
Yeah.
All right, let's, okay, we're done. It's 503-733-2970. We might take a few calls when we get back here as we kind of close things up. Rick, dear God, I almost spat my soda up just now when I heard the flesh-eating ampulimbs story. On the upside, since it happened on Mother's Day, her husband knows what to get her. Okay. 503-733-2970. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Riley, greatest newsman on earth. rambles into the sunset. He'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back to wrap it up after this. The Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there. I didn't get to. Okay, tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, we'll talk to Lisa Goddard, give her our thoughts on her. She did a great job on CNN, by the way. But she did sound like she was about 16 years old. What else? Like is at 3, Donna Mike at 7. Tomorrow, Stephanie Miller, 6 to 8. People have asked if she's still around. She is, and she's back into her live slot. For a while, though, she wasn't live. Stephanie Miller, live, 6 to 8. Dennis Miller, 8 to 11. Let's see. We got these phone calls here, and then I got time to do these emails. Okay, then I'm going to... All right. Megan, hello.
Megan, yeah.
Hi.
Yes, sir?
Huh?
Well, I was just going to point out that, yeah, you did stuff to the machine thing.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No. Okay, I can hear you now. What? How can I help you, Megan?
I was just going to point out you didn't dump the Twin Peaks thing.
Really? I hit the button?
You jerk.
I hit the button.
No, you said it on air.
Okay, I mean, I hit it, but I wonder if the dump
you
button...
You hesitated.
Did I wait too long? Has Rick Emerson waited too long? Did I not wait long, or did I wait too long, do you think? It exceeded the 10-second limit? Oh, well, sorry about that. Were you planning on watching Twin Peaks anytime soon?
No, I've already seen it. That's how I know that you're
sorry about that. Okay, well, I attempted to dump it.
And one more thing, it is coming out this week, because, like, Circuit City and Best Buy had their little thing, so season 2 is out this week at some point.
Awesome.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Megan.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, there you go. That's Megan. She didn't sound very happy with me. It's 503-733-2970.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to death squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scotty J, how are you, sir?
Doing super.
All right. So I'm going to be bringing in the... I'm going to bring in some Sinu Cleanse tomorrow. And we'll have you do that during tomorrow.
You know, I can hardly wait. Hope I don't call in sick tomorrow.
No, but so we wanted to ask you, we didn't really want to ask you, but we feel obligated to ask you how your vacation was.
It was awesome.
Now, there's some dispute about whether the island you went to is part of the San Juan Islands.
Right, and the reason why I raised that whole thing, it was easier for me to say I wasn't on the actual big San Juan Island, which is called San Juan Island. I was off on one of the remote islands, which is the farthest north of the San Juan Island itself. Now, this Lummi Island, I believe, is connected to the San Juan Island group. So, rather than be confusing, I just said Lummi Island and, you know, created a bunch of chaos.
Don't get me wrong. It's not that I really care.
It was awesome, though.
All right. And so, but did you actually leave your children in the care of some slightly older children?
I did, actually. We went up to... Vancouver one day, and then we went up to...
Vancouver, B.C.?
Yeah.
Where is this place? Where are these islands?
These islands are 20 minutes from the Canadian border.
I had no idea. I know so little about geography. I have no idea how anything is structured.
Or at least the island I was on. It was 20 minutes from the border. So we went to Victoria, B.C., stayed the night, and that particular night we left the kids in a hotel room so we could... explore some of the Irish pubs.
Alone?
For the nightlife. How old are your kids?
My kids are 9 and 12, right? But their kids are like 16, so they watched a movie. The friends that we went up there with.
Oh, so it's not just people you met there?
No.
Okay, so it's actually people from here. Well, the way you described it, you're like, I abandoned my children with some other kids.
It's true.
I had no idea what you were talking about. All right.
Donnie.
Let's see. Definitely. Go to Victoria, though.
Is this a call I should be taking? Hi, Rick Emerson Show. No.
Okay. No, if you haven't been to Victoria, Canada.
That's that place. That's where I was supposed to go. My sister lives there, and I was supposed to go see her on Thanksgiving. I got out of that. Rick, don't forget, Entourage Season 3 comes out tomorrow. Not that the lovely and talented Sarah X Dillon cares. No, I'm sure she does. She's a big Entourage fan. Whatever your name is. Deacon? What kind of name is that? Season 3, which they've been rerunning on HBO as well. Season 3, which is fantastic. We never did get to this thing of the stoplight changer. I wanted to ask about that. Stoplight. I'll do that tomorrow. Stoplight changer. Changer. All right. Rick, did Sarah say you can lose 5 pounds while having your colon cleaned? Please to be telling. I didn't weigh myself before and after.
I did.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, I won't ask how much, but did you lose?
I actually lost 6 pounds.
Just for having the colon cleaned?
Mm-hmm.
I guess
seriously, because some stuff you just can't digest, and it gets rid of it. That's why Elvis died with a beer gut.
Bag of pennies. All right, well, because we got the party coming up, and I'm tired of being bloated.
Oh, we should. We should diet before the thing.
I think it's too late.
I don't think it's too late. Maybe we should go get our colons cleansed.
A group colon blow.
We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Goddard and Brian Blank. Rick Emerson, show produced today and every day with the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dylan Frank, M970 Solid State Radio. Our PA, God bless him, is Scotty J. In the newsroom, Tim Riley. Dave Zinn is the gatekeeper. Don't let the bastards grind you down and try to help the retarded. Like us next. See you tomorrow, kids. Oh, that was stupid.